China for the employees of the Central Soviet of National Economy, doused me with boiling water and scalded my left side. What scum, and a proletarian too. Dear God, how it hurts. The water ate right down to the bone. So here I am, howling, howling, howling. But what good will howling do? What did I do to him? What? Was I really going to eat the Soviet of National Economy out of business by digging around in the trash? Greedy vermin. Take a look at his filthy mug sometime. He's wider than he is tall, copper-faced thief. Oh, people. The white cap gave me the scalding around midday, and now it's getting dark around 4 or so in the afternoon, judging by the smell of onions coming from the Prichistianka fire department. The firemen have kasha for dinner, as you know. That's a last resort, though, sort of like mushrooms. Then again, some dogs I know from Prichistenka said there was a dish du jour in the bar restaurant on Neglini, mushrooms in piquant sauce for 3 rubles, 75 kopecks a portion. Still, that's a matter of taste, like licking galoshes. My side hurts unbearably, and the end of my career is quite clear to me. Tomorrow, sores will appear, and what am I going to do about them, might I ask? In the summertime, I could have made off to Sokolniki. There's a very nice special grass there, and you can eat your fill of free sausage tips, lick the greasy paper that people throw out. But where do I go now in winter? Ever been kicked with a boot? Sure have. Ever been hit in the side with a brick? Tasted enough of that, thanks. I've endured it all. I resigned myself to my fate. And it is not just because of the physical pain and the cold that I cry now, but because even my spirit is fading. A dog's spirit is fading. My body is beaten and broken. People have violated it enough. The main thing is that he got me with the boiling water. It scalded through the fur, and thus I have absolutely no defence for my left side. I could very easily catch pneumonia. And if that happens, folks, then I'll die of hunger. With pneumonia, one has to lie under the main staircase in some building. But then who will scour the trash bins in search of food for me? A single incapacitated dog. It will get in my lung, and I will crawl out on my stomach, weakened, and any random big shot will easily knock me dead with a stick, and the janitors with badges will grab me by the legs and throw me on a cart. Janitors are the vilest scum of all the proletarians. Human refuse, lowest grade. Cooks come in all kinds. Take the late Vlas from Prichistenka. How many lives he's saved. Because the most important thing during illness is a bite to eat. And so, as the old dogs say, Vlas would toss out a bone and there would still be a good 2 ounces of meat left on it. Now there was a worthy person, may he rest in peace. A cook from the estate of Count Tolstoy, not from the Soviet of Standard Nutrition. The things they pull over at Standard Nutrition, it boggles a dog's mind. They make soup with fetid corned beef, and the poor bastards don't know a thing. They buy it, chow it down, lap it up. Take some typist girl, rank 9, which gets her 45 rubles a month. Yeah, so her lover will buy some Persian thread stockings for her, but think of all the humiliation she'll have to endure for that Persian thread. So the typist will run here because you don't go to the bar on 45 rubles a month. She doesn't even have enough for the movies, and the movies are a woman's only solace in life. So she shakes and squirms, but gulps it down all the same. To think, 40 kopecks for a 2-course meal, while both of these courses put together aren't worth 15 kopecks because the local manager stole the remaining 25. Is that the kind of nourishment she needs? The apex of her right lung's not quite right, and she's got female troubles of the French kind. And then they docked her pay at work and fed her rotten garbage at the diner. There she goes, right over there, running through the gateway in her lover's stockings. Her legs are cold, the wind is blowing at her stomach, because she's got no fur, and her underwear isn't warm at all, lacy stuff for appearance's sake. Old rags for her lover. And if she were to try and put on flannel underwear, he'd scream, "You're so ungraceful, I'm sick of my missus, I've had enough flannel underwear, now my time has come, I'm a chairman now, and no matter how much I steal, I'll spend it all on women's bodies, on lobster tails, on abrau d'urso, because I've spent enough of my youth hungry, that's it for me, and there is no life after death." I feel sorry for her, I do. But I feel even sorrier for myself. Not because I'm an egotist, oh no, but because our circumstances are truly unequal. She's warm at home, at least.